Okay, so we have learned so much so far, and I feel like these are some really great practical tips that we can incorporate into our lives. Now, I really like working out. I like yoga. I like Pilates. I did HIIT for a period of time, which was like high intensity stuff. And I'll be honest with you, for me, it took me a while to realize this, but my cortisol levels were really, really high. And that prevented me from sleeping properly, and it made me hold on to some extra fat. And the more high intensity I did, the worse it got. And I realized when I just chilled the hell out and I would just start walking, I would walk for like 5 miles and I would just do really simple like yoga and Pilates that weren't as intense.
Yeah.
The weight just fell off. My cortisol levels went down. So, you know, more is not necessarily better for different people, I think. I didn't know if that, I mean, I'm wondering now, is that related to my dosha? Like how I should be exercising?
It could be. I mean, like the more that we're talking now, like I'm kind of understanding your dosha better. Mm-hmm. So it could be, because you could be having a lot of, because from what we spoke, you could be a little bit of a vata as well. And like I'm a vata, I'm a marathon runner. You know, I'm a runner, I'm a crazy workout person. I used to teach aerobics. I used to compete in aerobics when I was in high school. I've done everything, you know, the MS-150. I mean, whatever you say I've done in terms of, in terms of anything high endurance and just intensity. But for a vata like me, that is the last thing you want to do, because you're burning yourself. And we're already light. We're already a very light dosha. So what we need more is, let's say, grounding yoga. Even the yoga we do shouldn't be like the Bikram high intensity yoga or any type of fast flow. It should be the flow where it's a lot of sitting poses, grounding poses. That is what vatas need. So now my workouts include very light stair climbing and lots of weight training. You know, so I mean, I still have to feed my mind. I need that desire. But so vata people tend to need more grounding exercises. And then the contrast to that are the kapha people, who tend to have a really hard time losing weight because they are the heavier dosha. They're going to be the ones that struggle with everything. They'll have like a piece of cake and they've gained 100 pounds, you know, and then it takes them 100 days to lose. Those are the ones that should be incorporating more of a cardiovascular workout. And they are the ones that really need that intense push and so forth. And pitta, again, it's like the medium dosha. You need a little bit of both. Because of the competitive nature of pitta, you don't want to do super high intensity workouts. You just want to do maybe, let's say, 25, 30 minute cardio and then weight training. With that said, I do want to emphasize that if you are in the group where you're trying to lose weight, like you're not working out just to be healthy for your heart and your mind and body, if you are trying to lose weight, I know they say it's an 80-20% rule. I really think it's 90-95% what you put into your mouth and just about 5-10% of what you're burning. So what, because I used to be, you know, the huge workout freak, crazy, crazy burning, but then the times where I was just eating whatever, I would still gain weight or I would still just not be healthy.
Right.
It really is important what you're eating. That's in terms of the exercise, you know, but for pittas, you know, you want to keep it medium. For vatas, you want to be more subtle. Maybe a wonderful power walk is all you need. You don't need to kill yourself. You really don't need to kill yourself.
You know, I'm learning that now. I'm learning that. It took me years to figure it out because I'm also a very competitive, high endurance person. I've been doing this for years. I used to do, you know, the stairs in university. Yeah. I used to do the stadium. And then I started doing, I worked with a bunch of guys that are on the football team here. And I used to do track stuff. And for me, I've never been super skinny or anything. And there's moments where I feel like I gain and lose and whatever. But at the end of the day, it truly, you're right. Like it is a lot of your food, which is wild because we put so much emphasis on working out. But I always laugh about that, right? I'm like, I worked out for like an hour, got off my ass. And then the rest of the time, I'm sitting at my computer doing other things. And then I eat whatever I want. Like, obviously, I'm not going to get to the goals that I want in that way. But it is, like you said, very interesting. I do think I'm a mix. I definitely need a little bit of that, but I also learned that like overdoing it was actually hurting my
body. Overdoing is the worst thing you could do. Like in Ayurveda, we say a little bit of everything. You know, everything in moderation is the key. It's the key for food. It's the key for anything in your life, even like, let's say, too much sex or not enough sex, like anything is moderation. The other thing that I think is important to know is, you know, we've been trained or maybe brainwashed to think, hey, I'm sweating. That means I'm doing something right. I'm losing weight. Sweating, it's good. I'm, you know, my heart is beating fast. I'm going to lose it. But what you're doing most of the time is you're really just burning out your ojas, which is your energies. You're just burning yourself out. And you may end up looking a little tired. You may later on start getting dizzy. I mean, there's so many things could come from intense working out. Okay. So I highly don't recommend it at all. In Ayurveda, we say that what you should do for cardiovascular, if you can get in 5,000 steps a day, that's magic for your heart. 5 steps a day is roughly 2 miles a day.
Yeah, it's like nothing.
It's nothing. Yeah. So if you're doing that, for health reasons, you're good to go. And then if you wanted to lose weight, then, you know, depending on your dosha, then we go from there. You know, we would tweak like what you're eating and what you're working out. And then so much has to do with also, you know, not counting calories, where, like, really quickly, I'll just emphasize on that, is that in Ayurveda, nutrition is more about quality and less about quantity. We don't calorie count. But it is about how fresh is your food? Where is it coming from? Is it seasonal? That's why we were talking earlier about protein shakes and so forth. Like, I don't ever recommend those because there's so many additives to it that we don't realize. And one of the biggest reasons why we do have obesity and where we're not able to lose weight is because everything has added sodium. That sodium and sugar is just the worst enemy for us to lose weight, to be healthy, for everything. So that's the other thing about nutrition and that I forgot to mention.
Hey guys, we just got an excuse not to work out as hard. It's awesome. No, but I do think like it's made a huge difference for me, and even for me, especially during COVID when I couldn't go to the gyms and I couldn't go to studios, walking became a really big part of my life. And I will tell you, like, I didn't put on a pound during COVID. Yeah. Like, even though I was at home, I was a little bit more sedentary. But also mentally, it was so great. I needed to be outside. I felt like I needed to be in nature.
See, that's the key. That's the thing I was going to say about walking. You're not only just doing it for your body. You're also your mind. You're breathing fresh air. You're seeing the birds and the trees. And, you know, you literally become one with your mind and with nature. Walking is amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't speak more about walking.
It's so underrated. I posted that the other day. I'm like, walking is like the most underrated thing in the world, because I feel like whenever I feel like I'm losing grounding or my mind's all over the place, I know if I just get out in nature,
that's all you need,
and go for a walk, like all of a sudden my downloads come through. I feel like I get more clarity about what I want and what direction I want to go in. And so this is, I mean,
because you're back with nature, it's really important.
Yeah, it creates alignment.
Yeah.
And today we're meeting on 2222.
I know.
Alignment. This is great.
It's a special day today, actually.
It is. Okay.